Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5, the Sports Hub. Go to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com. Continue to stream us. Thank you very much for using our app. Tap that app and remember to tell your smart speakers as well to play 98.5 The Sports Up. Jim in Cambridge is back on the line. I apologize for that, Jim. Go ahead.
That's not a problem. You guys are working under duress just
we sure are.
Do every day. So here's the situation. If you do it, I think you guys got the beginning. If you do it proportionally, and I'm going to lead into two things. So if the guy, if there's 30 coaches and 70 players counting the practice squad. So basically what you have is like a, you know, 7-8% to a 20-30%. So just forget about that for a second. Are you telling me possibly, Zoe, that they are not going into these team special meetings and they're all keeping their masks on all the time? But
yeah.
Maybe they are, but there's a possibility that the coaches are the ones that spread it? And are they the only team that have any coaches that have tested positive? Then that would be facto, whatever that means.
That's how it started in Tennessee, you're talking about, correct?
Yes.
The Tennessee linebackers coach. He's the first one to have it down there.
Right, but they've got a lot of staffers that have it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a theory, right?
Yeah, anybody, no, I get what you're saying, Jim.
Anybody could have it.
Jim,
it.
While there's an immediate desire to blame players on the part of the league, which has become pretty obvious, it could have been a coach that had it and brought it to the facility, and players could have been wearing masks, but a coach wasn't.
Well, it seems like the players weren't wearing the mask because that was part of the instructional tutorial on Monday to GMs and head coaches. Like, hey, here's Tennessee. We're showing you these coaches on the sideline didn't wear masks. Here's the footage we have of Tennessee inside their own building, not complying for what we've told all 32 teams to do.
And they've been finding coaches.
They have footage on that.
They've been finding coaches left and right because they don't like wearing their masks.
And I got a text yesterday. They have cameras inside now. They're watching you. They're watching everything you do.
Brent,
not in the showers, but go ahead.
Hey, Brent, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Brent. Sorry.
Hello.
You liked that hello, Zolak, didn't you?
I love it.
Ready.
Hello.
I usually have a good feeling for when I'm coming on, and I was not expecting that.
Guys, so, anyway. I heard the ding.
Oh, you caught that? All right. So, honestly, that kind of killed the rage in my call. I was all mad at the NFL being hypocrites, and then I started laughing. So, it kind of softened the blow, but...
Get that rage back. Let's go.
I'll try to find it. So this is like even in defense of the Titans. I know that sounds shocking, but the Patriots, all NFL teams, all NFL coaches. The NFL decided to play. I played O-line, D-line for 9 years. You get spit and blood and snot all over each other. Every time a coach has a nostril out of a mask, they're threatening to take draft picks. It's like, you guys chose to play. I know you're trying to cover your tracks now, but like even Noonan and Gilmore at dinner, it's like, come on, man. It's like Cam Newton could have gotten sick because of malpractice. It could have been because of his mailman. This thing is so random. I know they have to be careful, but it's so random, these harsh penalties. It's like, oh, the league, they're hit. Like those dudes at the banquet at the charity event, did they take those fines that they put on those players and give it to the charities or in the NFL's pocketbook? I know they can't really do that, but you see my point. It's making me mad.
All right, Brent. Well, NFL fines for players typically go into a fund for retired players' health, I believe. Isn't that right? That's still the case?
Give it to me, baby.
I think it's for the retired players' like health fund that they've typically donated that money to. Your shoulder hurts? You need a little payment?
Yeah.
Give you a little ATM card as a retired player? You can just go make
like
withdrawals?
Flex spending account?
Here's your Cobra after 6 months. It costs $13.50 a month. You want it? Yeah. They take real good care of you. Not.
very Borat-like.
Not. You want the ice cream truck? They put a drink.
Yes. Have you guys seen the trailer?
Yes.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
I'm so uncomfortable watching just the trailer.
What? New Borat movie.
Oh, God.
Shut the F up.
It's coming out later this month.
We got to go.
It's on Amazon Prime.
We've never gone. First of all, you can't go.
Well,
I don't know if there's any theaters open, but every time you say we got to go to a movie, we've never not once in 11 years gone to a movie.
I used to go with my buddies all the time. We like picked up one crate, like when Jackass first hit. Like you go out like five guys, you laugh your ass off, man. But you have a good time. Get liquored up before you go.
Big show movie night for Anchorman 2.
Drove down a road one time, turned the lights off in the car.
I don't know if Zoe's going to fully enjoy the theme of the film this time.
No, you get everybody in the car, and you're flying down the road, you shut the lights off on the dark back road.
I'm going to enjoy the hell out of it.
Yeah, I don't know that you're going to be such a big fan. So.
Why?
It's got a political bent to it.
Oh, I don't care. Those are funny. Those are funny. It's a comedy. It's fine. That's funny. I could sit there and watch Saturday Night Live. I don't care.
It's just so uncomfortable, though. I watched the trailer. The whole thing, you just cringe. You cringe for two minutes.
The one when he had the bag of poop? That was they went to the dinner. Remember he showed up at the dinner? Wasn't it down like he was like down in Alabama? They were driving. They had the bear in the truck.
I remember that.
Mike is in Sturbridge. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Great show. Thanks for having me on. Just want to comment on the Titans and the Bills. If the Bills have to forfeit, I think it would be a really good punishment if the Tennessee franchise would have to actually pay out the salaries for the Bills so they're not losing out. And maybe with something like that when you're doing something so just moronic and hiding things like that.
No, it's perfect. That's an excellent way to solve that problem. It's a good point, Mike. Find the Titans, force the Titans to pay the Bills for that week.
Yeah.
It's not bad. You got to cover the payroll of the Bills this week, Titans, because we're not doing it.
Yeah, give this bill to your owner.
But all the other costs like associated with like the game not being televised and all the money that was supposed to be spent on advertising for the commercials in that game, there's like all these other related costs. I mean, you probably just have to stop it at what the other team is going to be out. Like literally what did it cost them by you guys not being able to control your environment and not being able to play this game? But you could make a case for, there are a lot of related costs that ultimately someone has to, you know, if they want to make someone responsible for it, that's going to be on Tennessee, and that number could get huge.
Did you hear about Diana Rossini's tweet this morning?
Yes.
She talked to members of the Titans and Bills, and they were told there's a potential that you could even play this game Monday or Tuesday. And if they play Tuesday, the Bills Chiefs game that's scheduled for next Friday would be moved potentially to Saturday. That'd be awesome. Saturday football this early in the year, NFL. Put that there with the SEC, and then you got NFL Sunday. That's awesome.
Is that allowed now because of COVID, the Saturdays games?
I don't know. Maybe. I think everything's in play now, bud.
I haven't heard that they're going to allow that. I'm not sure.
Well, if she's talking to players and they're talking about that.
Just be prepared for Wednesday night football. At some point, we're going to get there.
I don't like a Wednesday. I need a Wednesday night with nothing.
Wednesday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, good time. Actually,
the Wednesday at 1 o'clock before Thanksgiving, that'd be a pretty good game.
Yeah. I wouldn't be against that.
Time we'd be off.
Well, we're going to be off at 2.
Well, we don't get off for Patriots games.
What if we're carrying a game or something?
Yeah, you have to broadcast the game.
No, I know.
We don't typically preempt Monday through Friday shows for out-of-market game broadcasts.
I could be done by 4.
Just something.
But I'd be in Foxborough. That'd be great.
We haven't done that before.
So instead of having a 10-2 show, you'd do a football game at 1.
That'd be awesome. Be done at 4, and I'd be out of Foxborough by 5. That's great. It's perfect. I don't have to drive from here.
Yeah, wonderful. Perfect. Nailed it.
I don't know that it's going to happen.
Nailed it.
Now I've got Zoe thinking about it. Oh, that'd be great.
Schefter, with a report this morning on teams not playing a full schedule, how the playoffs would be figured out. We'll get to that, I promise, next. Mm.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The NFL's gone over a number of alternative scenarios, and in a season of COVID, it very well may be forced to resort to one of those. And one of those that's come up, Greeny, is that the playoffs won't be based on a number of wins, as it has been every year that the NFL has existed. It could just simply be that it's based on win percentage, that if the Tennessee Titans go 10-3 this year, or whatever their record is, if their win percentage is better, they go to the playoffs. Again, it is not an ideal scenario, but we are not living in an ideal time where everything works out the way you'd like it to. And so let's see if they could play that game. Let's see how it figures out. Let's see if the NFL can collapse a week later on. Again, all options are on the table, the NFL says. They're going over all of them as we speak, and we'll ultimately see what they decide to do. But I think that in the end, with some of these positive tests, some of these facilities shutting down, some of these games being in jeopardy, and we're just now entering week five tonight, it may well be that the league has no choice but to make the playoffs based on win percentage.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five is the telephone number. That's Adam Schefter. Win percentage would come into play for teams.
Win percentage?
Wait, what if you play a lot fewer games? How does that work?
I don't know what he's talking about.
I mean, you don't know.
What do you mean? Win percentage?
So, I mean, he just laid it out. If the Titans end up playing four fewer games,
yes,
and their record is 10-2, well, they've got a win percentage somewhere north of
80%. You're going to reward them for having a better win percentage than another team that's played more games because they took care of their own business, and the Titans effed up, but they're going to get rewarded. That makes sense.
Yeah, let me just boil it down to this. Like right now, here's a simple, small number, easy math scenario. Right. Ready? Right.
Yeah.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are 3-0.
Yep.
The Baltimore Ravens and Cleveland Browns are both 3-1. They all play in the same division.
Pittsburgh's won.
Right now, Pittsburgh would be the division winner.
Nice.
They all have three wins.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
Go Steelers.
And so the Ravens and Browns would be punished for playing four games and having lost a game.
But we'll reward Pittsburgh for missing that Titan game.
So the Ravens would say, wait, we're 3-1 and our one loss is to Kansas City. And we're going to be
one percentage.
And now we don't win our division because Pittsburgh didn't even have to play a fourth game. That's just how you can boil it down.
It's
in the here and now. Right? So they say, wait a minute.
That's worse to me.
So New York, the three teams that the Steelers have beaten, the suckbag Giants, the suckbag Broncos, and the suckbag Houston Texans.
Kidding.
And they're 3-0 and they get to win the division? And our only loss is to Kansas City?
Good for you.
That's the example.
Right. That doesn't work.
How bogus is that?
That doesn't work. No, thank you.
I don't think that's a great plan.
Right.
Dare I say, I don't think that's going to work well. And that is going to leave some people really pissed off.
I'd say, here's what we got to do. We got to get through the easy games on our schedule. Then someone get COVID during the tough week so we can miss that game. But we'll have a hell of a win percentage by the end of the year. And we'll be the division champ. Welcome to 2020, baby. That's insane. That's insane. I didn't even know we'd talk about that.
So let's just say you've got a team that's 9-7. And another team in the division that's 9-6 because they missed a game. the 9-6 team now elevates above the 9-7 team.
And especially if that team itself lost the game because of COVID, because you're the one that had 18 players break out.
How bogus is that?
That's the dumbest thing
ever. That doesn't work well at all.
Schefter should be ripping that.
So if the Patriots had decided they're not going to play the game on Monday to the Chiefs, right?
Right.
That's like a sure loss. And if that scenario plays out and they finish 9-7 instead of 9-6, they would have been 9-6 if they decided not to play against the Chiefs.
But the teams can't do that. The NFL forced them to play. That's what they're sort of upset of, to the current point of his
article. They make this new rule, do you think they're going to force them as much as they did with the Patriots?
What, are we changing rules on the fly now? That's the problem.
They're going to after what's happened with the Patriots, do you think they're going to force a team to do that again?
No, I don't. Not on day of game. Not like that. They handled the Patriots situation differently than what they found out about Tennessee the week prior, right? Okay, we're gonna remove that game, but you guys go play because Tennessee screwed up.
They kind of knew that Tennessee was a bad situation. It felt like
we were getting those reports from day one on that.
I suggested about the fantasy thing, and that was dead wrong on that. Like this was oh wow, look at what's going on in this facility. We are screwed. We got to cancel this game now.
Bedard brings up a good point here. He tweeted this just a little bit ago. He said the Patriots are, if they're forced to play on Sunday, see, that means the league's forcing you to play. If you're forced to play, where quarterback in the last 2 weeks would have practiced maybe once, if you get one practice in once in 2 weeks before you've even played two games. Yeah. That's the hard part here. But isn't this what they sort of understood? And teams knew that, and coaches. You got to do what you can to get your guys ready.
It's just part of what you're dealing with.
Okay, so if that's the case, if you can't say you can't practice Stidham this week, do you start Hoyer instead then?
Regardless of who starts for the Patriots, do they have the advantage over Brett Rippon? Any of the three?
Yes.
Then you still start
Stidham.
Well, I got to be honest.
Because mentally, at least he can prepare for the week knowing, okay, I got to get a grip here. I got to be better. I'm the starter.
I can't say I know a lot about Brett Rippon. I haven't seen him play in any.
Well, what do you think? Drew Locke would normally be the starter, right?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, because I'd take just about anybody over Brian Hoyer. So,
did you hear Mazur say that you got to start Brian Hoyer? He was better.
I heard
disagree that,
that
they had to start Brian Hoyer.
I almost drove off the road.
Stidham sucked too.
Can Stidham screw up against the Broncos?
Did he watch the same game?
So, yeah, of course he can screw up against the Broncos. Of course he can.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He could lose you the game against the Broncos. Who? I don't think Hoyer lose you the game against the Broncos.
Oh, I think he very much could. I think once again, Jim Louth underestimating the suckitude of Brian Hoyer. You've been doing this for a long time, Jim. You've been a Hoyer defender for a very long time.
He can beat bad teams. We've seen it. He can beat bad teams.
There it is.
You can't go back.
You are so far on one end of this take, you're never going to say anything the opposite way.
Of course.
But think of it logically. Who gives you the best chance to not screw it up in that game against the Broncos with no practice?
Stidham.
Jim's right.
Stidham.
So he's been talking about it all year.
Jim's right.
He knows the plays. He knows the calls. He knows Jim's the right. plays. He knows the calls. That's why Cam Newton wasn't even going to play, right?
It's especially helpful when Hoyer fumbles in the red zone, throws a pick in the red zone, doesn't know how many timeouts there are,
takes
a sack when you can do anything but take a sack.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, no, you're right. Stidham would definitely do all of those things plus more.
Then goes to the post game and says, the offensive coordinator told me in my helmet, don't be an idiot.
Stupid.
With no margin for error. With no margin for error, they were still in the game against the Chiefs. With margin for error against the Broncos, they can beat the Broncos with Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, but I don't want to watch it. I'd much rather watch Stidham do the job.
I go Stidham.
Listen, hopefully Stidham can do the job, but Stidham is still so young, he could screw it up.
How should Stidham feel after watching the way Brian Hoyer played last week about not getting an opportunity to start this week?
You're gonna go back.
If you care anything about Stidham, you can't start Hoyer over Stidham.
Right.
Correct.
You cannot do it. Jim, I understand.
I agree with that. I just think the best chance to win the game is Hoyer. The single game, in a vacuum, I think the best chance is Hoyer.
If you feel that way, elevate the practice
long
squad quarterback.
You're right.
Cut Stidham now then, if you feel that way. If you got to go to Hoyer this week, you cut Stidham now and then you elevate the practice squad kid to third.
If they were playing a better team, I would start Stidham. Because he has more upside, more ceiling.
What?
It's the opponent. Make sure you get a win.
If you're going to play good team, you start Stidham. But if you're going to play sucky team,
Hoyer did everything.
Because I know Hoyer can't beat good teams.
Hoyer did everything in his power to make sure they lost. They were inside the red zone twice. absolute guaranteed points on the board with Nick Folk as your kicker. It was a dead solid lock. You were putting points on the board. You were going to have the double score. It was going to be Patriots football, and he screwed it up twice. And you're saying that you have the bet. You just don't lose. That's what Hoyer did. He went out there and lost them points, which in turn lost them the game.
When you have three quarterbacks, you have none. If you're going to be able to say, we'll start and this quarterback against that team.
He lost them points because they needed to play for touchdowns in that game. They don't need to play for touchdowns in this game. They can win with field goals.
They weren't playing for field goals.
They weren't.
Jim wants a field goal game on Sunday.
I don't want anything. I'm telling you.
Win with field goals.
Did you think they were going to score touchdowns on either one of the red zone screw-ups that Hoyer had, or did you think
Why do you think he screwed up?
Because he can't do the job!
No,
because he can't play quarterback in the NFL. If he could, he would have been playing quarterback in the NFL. But he can't do it! He can't do it! Stidham might be able to do it, and I have no idea if they can win with Stidham. But I know this, you can't put Brian Hoyer out there again and have the rest of the team look around and say, this is what we're rolling with? The guy turned the ball over twice when we had sure points on the board. That we were in the game until he screwed it up. Not once, but twice. And you're rolling him out there again? You can't do it. You can't do it to the team. You can't do it and say this is your best chance to win, because it's not. It's just not. This has nothing to do personally with Brian Hoyer. We all love the guy. And I have no idea if Stidham's going to be any better. I just know that you can't, with any logic or reason or care for the other players, put Hoyer out there again. You can't do it.
You can't go back.
No way.
That was it.
No way.
That was it. It's Stidham and Cam now. It's Stidham and Cam.
We're entertaining the idea of having Edelman go out there again.
I tell you what.
Before you put Hoyer out there.
I tell you what. You were Maz. I was going to drive
in. There goes Jim Lyle standing with Maz.
I was going to drive in and double wet Willie Maz.
When was the last time Jim stood with Maz on a football take? Today is standing.
I happen to agree with it. I don't know if that's the reason.
Standing proud.
I don't know if that's his reasoning, but that's my reasoning.
He's got guts. I give him credit.
Oh, we love him. 617-779-0985.
I still love him. My dog's stupid. I still love the dog.
Let's go to headlines with Artie. More of your calls are coming up. And we have this week in show history. Twish at 1150.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050. Or gamblinghelplinema.org.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
My name is Mutt.
Make sure you download the app at 98.5thesportshub.com. You getting some tweets over there?
I'm getting hit on Twitter about Louth. Zach down there, at Scott Zolak, at Jim Louth. Can you please fire Jim Louth for that awful Hoyer take? Bruins Luchador. Never trust a corporate man that wears shorts this time of year. What does that guy do, Luchador? He's on every show. He
listens. That's
that
great.
That dude listens every single minute of the station.
He's
every
a friend.
Day. Thank you again for your presence, sir. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Friend of the station, absolutely friend of the amazing. Show. Yeah. Love him. Anything else?
At Chris, why does Jim Louth try to take these type of takes against you guys?
I don't know. What?
No, he's not taking any stances.
That's what he believes.
He believed that.
Want me to boil it down?
I thought it yesterday. I never said anything, but then Matt said it, and I didn't even know we were going to reference it on the air today.
We've got takes on this station left and right that sound so insanely stupid all the time. I've done it. Zoe's done it. Jim's done it. Maz, Felger. They're all real.
They're all real.
They're real.
Okay, so if you think it's a stupid take and you want to somehow defend us in your own mind, like, oh, he doesn't really believe that. No, we're really that stupid.
I was with Felger. They go 9-7 with Hoyer and get in the playoffs.
We're all
stupid. I was
stupid.
With Felger on that.
I don't know what Maz is thinking. I heard him say it. Hoyer. I heard him say that.
It was too.
I would say. I would just say this to you, Jim.
I couldn't watch that game and say Stidham sucked more. That was awful. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't know if Stidham can play quarterback in the NFL. I know Brian Hoyer can't, so I'm going with Stidham.
You didn't watch that game in the fourth quarter and see certain flashes at times of Stidham? And
look.
Outside the pocket, drilling a ball 25 yards down on an in-cut?
You could end up being right, but just based on the facts in evidence, if you're making me start one, I'm starting with the guy that I'm unsure about as opposed to the guy that I'm sure about. And unfortunately for Brian Hoyer, I'm sure about him and I'm sure he can't do it.
No, I don't disagree with that. I just think that you can kind of control the suck of Hoyer.
Oh, God.
Not when
you can coach it. You can coach it to control it and not put him in a spot to make a bad decision like that.
Did they coach him when the last thing they said in his ear was don't screw it up?
Hey, Beetle. You want to do a three-hour pregame on control and suck?
If they truly didn't want to, I don't care about the I want them to win the game. Get the W.
Jim's rooting for field goals on Sunday.
Get the W any way you can. This is a week. This is not a style points game in any stretch with the week they've had.
Well, here's what this week is.
They were all set to be tied at 6-6 or win that game 9-6, which would not have been stylish, but he can't do that either. He can't
against
do
the
it.
Good team. I agree.
He can't do it.
They knew Mahomes was going to eventually figure it out. That's why they had to make the switch. Okay. Once he started to figure out, I can make plays with my legs. I can scramble on third down.
Hoyer's now mindset the whole game, though. We talked about it all week. Touchdowns. It wasn't field goals. If their mindset is points, he plays it differently, and that's the mindset this week.
I asked you guys after that game, the day after game. I said honestly, and I was critical of Hoyer. But I said, what do you honestly think he graded out at? And Bedard was on with these guys yesterday, and he goes, you take that decision away right before the half, you take the strip sack away, he's in the 90s as far as giving grades. Did you get a plus or a minus on that play? And that's how they grade you out, all 66 plays. You get 63 out of 66 correct.
If it's 3rd and 7 at the 30-yard line, you run the ball. Don't let Hoyer make a mistake. You kick the field goal.
You don't give him the chance to even check into a run down inside the 10 where you're crunched with timeouts before half because you don't want the mistake. Call the play. Whatever we call, we're calling. That's on coaching now, too. So that's where you got to take some of the blame off Hoyer on that. Because if you're giving him the freedom to do that, then that's on you, too.
You can't risk going with Stidham and possibly being 2-3.
He didn't even have
practice. That's my point.
Okay.
If Stidham's Ryan Mallett, they're 2-3 after this weekend.
Are both quarterbacks' psyche so bad that if one doesn't work, you can't put the other one in at this point?
Right. Why can't you start with Stidham?
I'd start Stidham. If it goes bad, Brian, you're starting at halftime.
You think it's too late?
You want Hoyer coming from behind?
Well, no.
I would like increase the suck. I mean, the control.
I don't
suck.
Want Hoyer at all. I'm just trying to make it more palatable to you. Okay, I'm doing this for you because I don't want to see Hoyer ever again. Okay, I want to ship Hoyer to the moon.
You're lucky. You're lucky there's no fans this week.
Oh, my God.
They catch a break. You could thank the governor. Thank the governor for not having fans.
Wait, what happened to that? We were maybe it's crazy how time flies, right? Time flies in a pandemic, doesn't it?
After the bye.
Okay.
Next game after the bye.
Yeah, all right. I'm not banking on anything.
Is Jimmy going to be healthy for that game? That's the Niners.
Possibly.
Jimmy versus Jarrett?
Could be.
Oh.
It's possible.
Oh.
I don't understand Jim's logic that Hoyer played that way and made those mistakes because
I understand
his mindset was
was
to score touchdowns. What is that? What they told him to do?
I understand what he's saying.
Don't go,
I think the mindset of the
whatever
week was,
you do,
we need points in
whatever
this game. We
you
can't
do,
settle.
Don't.
So the pressure got to him.
But in those two instances, they said, "Hey, don't worry about leaving the ball like in the middle of the field on the 15 so that Folk can come in and kick a field goal. We need a touchdown here." That's not what they were telling him. At the start of the game, yes, they were probably thinking they needed touchdowns. But as that game progressed and the defense was playing the way they did, it became obvious they didn't need touchdowns.
Oh, they needed touchdowns in that game. Regardless, they needed touchdowns.
Not at the moments where he coughed the ball up both times. Field goals would have
been okay.
They've seen Mahomes explode for 30 points and a half against them. They need a touchdown.
Here's where you should be nervous. He hasn't named a starter. He has decide that on Sunday. I think that favors Hoyer.
Or Cam.
What Jim is doing here is he's signing with Belichick, where I'm going to do what's best for the team that week. See, and I look at it as like you've passed that threshold where they put the kid in now and you coach him up. Ultimately, until Cam's ready. And then when Cam's, it's Cam's. Then it should be Cam, for me and from a football standpoint, it should be Cam and realistically Hoyer from here on out. Not Hoyer, I mean Stidham from here on out. Cam and Stidham are your options. And Brian's emergency.
Yep.
Whew. I don't want to see Hoyer.
That gave me a headache.
You ready for this week in show history?
Oh, yeah.
Let's have a laugh. We'll have a laugh on that front. We'll do it next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelpLineMA.org.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Time now for this week in show history. It's now October. I'm hoping there's something in here that's maybe Halloween related.
Oh, good.
I'm hoping.
What's that Nightmare on Elm Street?
Didn't make
kids
it this
last
week.
Night. You know, they start a show.
I'll tell you what. We
separated that out. We're going to do it in a separate issue. Yeah.
All right. We're going to do a little Halloween talk later on then.
Different episode.
You're getting the movies every night now starting in October. It's awesome. Like Halloween was the other night. They had Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah. All right. What
kids
we have
never
today?
Saw that one.
What we have in the archives from this week.
Well, believe it or not, on this date, we're going back to 2015. The Lions lost a game.
Oh, did they?
They did. I know. Tough to believe.
Oh, this wasn't the Dallas game, was it? No, that was a playoff game.
If I had to guess, I would say this is you put everybody back. This was the Hail Mary touchdown that beat them.
Did you watch the Dallas playoff game last year? Yeah, the game was handed to the Cowboys in the fourth quarter. Call after call. And last night, they handed the game over to Seattle. I don't really believe in conspiracy. They did.
Oh, shut up.
What call?
I thought Blandino said by the letter of the rule that the catch was the right call.
They screwed up multiple calls in that Cowboys playoff game.
And Gronkowski's ball with Kuechly all over him was uncatchable, right?
Yeah.
You change the narrative based on how the officials make the call.
Wait a minute.
That's why this sucks.
The league is
at times unwatchable, and why that is an unwatchable product last night. You screw it up because you don't know your own game. The officials don't know. The guy is watching it happen. He's got his hands on his knees watching the back goal
line. But it didn't look like there was intent, Hardy. I don't know. He put the hand up. Didn't look like there was intent there.
I can't have anything in this life. Not one thing. Not one thing to sit back and say, well, at least I've got that.
Did he win the office pool this week?
Who cares?
That wasn't even. You put everybody back. You put everybody back. That's what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
I think the league's unwatchable at times.
You know what your biggest problem is? Matt Patricia. That's your biggest.
It's not even now. I don't even think he was there yet.
In 2015, it wasn't Matt Patricia.
You don't have to worry about the refs anymore. You don't have to worry about the refs anymore because your team will hose itself before the refs ever get an opportunity to do it.
Very true.
You take yourself out of the playoff race day one.
You know, there's a lot of people that think that Atlanta is wasting their years with Matt Ryan. Like, Matt Ryan, you've wasted Matt Ryan. Like, you've ruined him.
Oh, my God.
But even though he puts big numbers. I just always think of Stafford. Like, you've had this kid for how long?
Yeah, like, you guys have a legit quarterback.
It's been going on a long time.
Oh, yeah.
You've had great, not good, you've had great receivers. Great. You've had really freaking good tight ends.
Well, some of them have quit early. You know, Megatron had to leave because it was the Lions.
Okay.
Like, Barry Sanders had to leave because I ain't doing this anymore.
Oh, man.
Yeah, two of the greatest to ever play their positions.
That's got a little Greek town, though.
Quit the game because they had to play for the Lions.
Right. Nice
Calvin Johnson and Barry Sanders. All right, moving along.
Moving on.
We had a caller named Quasi. Do you remember this? 2015?
Quasimodo?
I don't remember.
Rarely. 617-779-0985. Let's go to, what's his name?
Quas.
Is it Quas?
Quasi.
Quas an I. Quasi? Is that an I?
Who's, yes. Who are we speaking to?
Who's this?
Quasi.
Quasi.
Yeah, you want to call Tony and Mike, 2 o'clock, 617-779.
Quasi, what do you have for us?
What do you got, pal?
How did you get the Celtics chances tonight?
Is this Mark from Quincy?
Now, what I can't understand is if this is actually a kid or this is someone acting like
it. Oh, this is a kid. How old are you?
It's a kid, but he's being put up.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
You're lying.
You're not 24.
What's your favorite meal?
That would have solved it. If he said chicken nuggets.
Mac and cheese. I should ask, what's your favorite beer? What's your favorite alcohol drink?
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been good.
A little pervert want to come up with it.
What?
Okay. We're going to move on.
That's a little different. All right. Moving right along. On this date in 2016, I was doing a headlines in character. I don't remember this at all. All right.
Oh, old-timey voice?
Monster Mash.
No,
was
I don't
an old-timey
know.
Guy?
No.
Now, here's the 98.5 Sports Hub headline.
Let's Zoe wrap his head around the old headline music.
Man.
Okay. You okay? Can we move on?
Yep.
Now, here's the 98.5 Sports Hub headlines.
Let's start off by saying Tom Brady back to work for the Patriots. Tom, you being back in the building. There's only one word for it.
It's been a long 4 weeks for me, but I'm excited to get started on my preparation for Cleveland.
It's
so
it's exciting.
Fun to see my coaches. I've been missing those guys and certainly missing all my teammates. I'm anxious for the week ahead. I want to get back out on the practice field.
Yes.
And this is what I love to do, and now I have an opportunity to do it.
He's going to have an opportunity to do it in Cleveland, which has 9 letters, by the way, same number of letters in the word narcotics. Minnesota beat the Giants 24-10 last night. That's exciting. They moved to 4-0 on the season. Vikings playing just an hour away from the Mayo Clinic, which is home to one of the world's largest pharmaceutical dispensaries. And that's exciting. Your headlines are brought to you by the Scoreboard Sports Bar and Grill. Head there every Friday and Saturday night for the best live music in the area. I love live music. You know I'm a music fan. My favorite song...
I hurt myself today.
Yes, I did. To see if I could get prescribed some Percocet.
He's losing it.
Oh,
kid,
my.
Where's all grown, where's all grown up
boy.
Now?
All right. Last year we had an instance of, I believe this is a, when a host aren't listening, anybody want to guess on who it was?
Me.
Beetle.
Oh, sorry, Zoe.
And now, how to tell when the hosts aren't listening.
So which one do you guys think is the smarter of the two? They're both talented. I lose you?
Wait, what's
the question?
Better?
Yeah, I was on my phone.
This has been how to tell when the hosts aren't listening.
I think it's both.
He didn't listen, and I didn't listen.
Yeah, it's both.
It's both.
We're both two now.
And I'll add myself in there because I was not there to bail you out.
And normally you do.
0-3.
Wow. Even Louth didn't chime in.
No, nobody did.
Nobody chimed in our ear. Everybody's
guy put us all to sleep. Zoomed.
Crazy. Couldn't have been that good a take or something or question.
Do we have a separate Zoe not paying attention thing?
What?
Including this season, 4 seasons, 37.2.
Under 10. That's where the Patriots like to be.
That's where they like to be.
They have 2 twos next year, right?
What are you looking at? What are you looking? What does that mean? You're looking at stuff.
You look at your phone. Look at my phone. Look at my phone.
I don't look at my phone in the middle of the show like you look at your phone.
Look at his phone in the middle of the show. I got it.
Hardy, Jim, T-Bone, anyone?
Important. You never know.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm asking. Is it important?
No.
See, most people think I just like I'm reading like ads for dryers or washers or something, and no. It's we will be on topic of something, and sometimes I'll get a text from somebody relevant to the topic that gives me a little information.
But that didn't sound like that was what was happening on that one.
Didn't happen right there.
Okay. All right.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
All right. There we go.
All right. Very good. We're going to talk to Chase Winovich, Patriots linebacker, right after these headlines. He's going to be checking in with us. We'll talk to him about everything going on this week next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's the noontime hour on a Thursday, and it's a Twisted Tea Thursday on Zolak and Bertrand with Chase Winovich. Twisted Tea is more than just the original hard iced tea. It's a whole new attitude. Grab some Twisted Tea and tailgate like a pro every game. Twisted Tea. Keep it twisted. Enjoy responsibly. With us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline is Chase Winovich. Hi, Chase.
Hi, happy Twisted Tea Thursday, everyone. It's great to be here.
Do you like Phil Collins?
Love Phil Collins.
What type of music do you really like? Because like we can normally, as this thing advances, bring you in with some of your stuff.
Yeah,
I really listen to everything. I try to keep my music taste really eclectic. What's interesting about the NFL is that it seems like sometimes it's just such a job in a way that before games, like a lot of guys might not even listen to pump up music. It's just, it's really, whatever you want, whatever you're feeling that day, whether it's Little Peep, who's one of the best artists of all time, probably if you're into that kind of depressed music, or if it's the classics. It's all over the place.
So are you one of those guys that wears headphones in your early part of the day workouts when on game day? You know, you see guys wearing headphones out there. Are you one of those guys?
Yeah, so I try to switch it up. Most of the time I definitely wear headphones just because, you know, I like to listen to what I like to listen to and not let somebody else dictate, you know, the audio that is the audio waves, if that makes sense. But really recently I've been trying to get into actually just listening to the ambiance of the crowd itself I guess there's no crowd, but just the feel of the stadium and really try to live in the moment.
Okay. It's very zen. Yeah. I like that.
You brought that up.
Zen. I'm getting into that for sure.
You brought that ambient noise up. Do you hear that on the sideline at all?
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's the noontime hour on a Thursday, and it's a Twisted Tea Thursday on Zolak and Bertrand with Chase Winovich. Twisted Tea is more than just the original hard iced tea. It's a whole new attitude. Grab some Twisted Tea and tailgate like a pro every game. Twisted Tea. Keep it twisted. Enjoy responsibly. With us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline is Chase Winovich. Hi, Chase.
Hi. Happy Twisted Tea Thursday, everyone. It's great to be here.
Do you like Phil Collins?
Love Phil Collins.
What type of music do you really like? Because, like, we can normally, as this thing advances, bring you in with some of your stuff.
Yeah, I really listen to everything. I try to keep my music taste really eclectic. What's interesting about the NFL is that it seems like sometimes it's just such a job in a way that before games, like, a lot of guys might not even listen to pump-up music. It's just, it's really, whatever you want, whatever you're feeling that day, whether it's Little Peep, he's one of the best artists of all time, probably, if you're into that kind of depressed music, or if it's the classics. It's all over the place.
So are you one of those guys that wears headphones in your early part of the day workouts when on game day? You know, you see guys wearing headphones out there. Are you one of those guys?
Yeah, so I try to switch it up. Most of the time, I definitely wear headphones just because, you know, I like to listen to what I like to listen to and not let somebody else dictate, you know, the audio that is the audio waves, if that makes sense. But really recently I've been trying to get into actually just listening to the ambiance of the crowd itself. And I guess there's no crowd, but just the feel of the stadium and really try to live in the moment.
Okay.
It's very zen. Yeah. I like that.
You brought that
very
up.
Zen. I'm getting into that for sure.
You brought that ambient noise up. Do you hear that on the sideline at all in Gillette Stadium?
You're talking like the noise that's being pumped in.
They're trying to pump in crowd.
It's definitely a lot more quiet in New England than it was in other places, like Seattle and the Chiefs. I mean, I know obviously the Chiefs had some fans, but it seemed like even before the game, they were definitely like they were controlling the decibels. I'm not sure how it works just in terms of the actual like amount of noise. But, I had the idea. I didn't suggest this, but I said, okay, well, there's no, you know, I think they mandate like, okay, if one team's on offense, another team's on defense, you can't just crank the decibels up really loud when your team's on defense. And, you know, when your team's on offense, make it really quiet. But I don't think there's any rule for what exactly gets played. If it's just the decibel level, you could probably take advantage of that and play some crazy stuff.
Let's get to the Twisted Tea question of the week from Mike M. in Londonderry, New Hampshire. And it's related to everything that's been going on this week. He says, how does a player coming down with COVID-19 affect your game planning, and how do you guys adjust on the fly?
So obviously I take it our team comes down with COVID-19, not the other team, because that obviously has different implications. But, yeah, it's definitely an adjustment. I mean, it's a crazy year, first off. I mean, aliens basically, they came out and said they're basically real. And no one even bats an eye.
I agree.
Put that in perspective. They just found on a side note, they just found a freaking dragon in Canada, a pterodactyl. So along that note, it's just anything's, you know, up in the air. Every week is a new situation and new problems to kind of adapt on the fly. And that's just what it's going to be for the rest of the year, I think. And the team at the end of the day, that can kind of adapt to those challenges and rise to those occasions, or as some people say, fall to that level of preparation, is going to come out on top. And I personally feel we have a very strong foundation, and we have a great strategy for how to attack this thing and how to make the most of it. And I know the guys are working hard, getting out in their individual respective patches of grass that they have them and trying to make sure they're staying in shape. You come for this weekend coming up, we got a big game against Denver, and until we hear from the league that the game's not going on, we got to prepare.
I must have missed the aliens real story when it came out earlier this year. Are you referring to the UFO footage that was released, Chase?
No.
So no, I was referring to the fact that what's his face? The guy on Joe Rogan, Bob Lazar. So he came out.
Oh, yeah. He worked at Area 51.
The Area 51 guy.
Yeah, the Area 51. Yeah. He basically said aliens are real, and you know he backwards engineered like all these things and made all these crazy accusations. And for years, they just basically said this guy was lying. And recently they came out and said he was telling the truth and everything he said was actually happened. And so, and the fact that it, you know, they had this huge reversal and the government came out and said this and nobody even talked about it was just kind of crazy and just a testament to how insane this year is.
Yeah. You and I are from Pittsburgh. I told you, man, if you want to get weird sometime together, like, I'm for it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I
go up New Hampshire or something.
Weird times. Yeah. Weird times, man.
How weird was Monday, Chase? You guys get up at 6 a.m., you slept at the team hotel, you bus, and you have to play a game the same day you fly in and fly out. How weird was that day for you?
It was really weird, but like I said, we're so fluid in the sense that whatever is being thrown our way, we're just going to take it and try to make the best of it. I mean, it just is what it is, and my whole attitude is trying not to complain or trying to make – I don't know, things more difficult for myself and those around me than they actually already are. And so I just try to show up and do my job. And when I get an opportunity to play, like it's football for me. I love the game. I love being out there with my teammates. I love trying to work on different things throughout the week and try to better myself every chance I get. And ultimately hitting people and hitting Patty Mahomes is a blast. So just the opportunity to go out and do that, whatever I have to do. If I got to wake up at 4:30 in the morning, then we're going to do it. But it was definitely weird. And I was joking with the guys. I said, what if we come out and we just look amazing and we have our best game of all time? Like, we're going to have to travel the same day of the game from now on.
It was close.
And I don't think they liked it. But, I mean, we played pretty well, I think. Overall, we could obviously do much better moving forward, but.
So are you concerned about the spread of COVID-19 within the team? And which plane were you on Monday? Were you a Boston guy or a Providence guy?
I was a Boston guy. I mean, obviously any guy that's on the team, the whole COVID situation is just a big gamble in terms of, it's just like roulette. You don't really know what your symptoms are going to be. I understand the whole premise behind most guys are going to be fine. But A, your families are at risk, and B, it just, like I said, you know, not everybody handles the virus in the same way, and how your body reacts is really kind of a crapshoot. So I'm just trying to stay safe and play football. And obviously, like I said, it's a complicated situation, but I'm doing the best I can, and that's all there is to that.
Yeah, you got your ass kicked in fifth grade on a spelling bee. What word did you screw up? And why do you regret you screwed that word up? And
I know that's backtrack. We got to get the facts straight. Come on. It was a geography bee.
Not a spelling.
Okay.
No. Geography. Yeah.
It was a geography bee. And, I was a long shot. Nobody gave me a chance. You know, they said this jock's coming in here. Yeah. What's he know about geography? But I was just mopping the floor of them and took it all the way to the championship. And unfortunately, Natalie Adams, took me down. She was in the gifted program, a very formidable opponent. She gave it her best. I took the L. But, you know, I said the only way, just like Coach Harbaugh says, to get that bad taste out of your mouth is to go out and get a win. And I did that. I followed it up with setting both the pacer and the 50-yard dash record. I don't want to brag. Don't want to toot your own horn, as they say. But I held those elementary school records. Took it down, so.
You got that. It's like going and playing little brother, right? You got to put him in a place sometimes, right?
You keep trying to get me to say this, man.
Well, Hardy, our guy Hardy here went to Michigan State, and he's got a real tough time at Michigan.
So I thought we buried this last week, and I thought Chase.
Like I said, they're family.
Okay,
they're not. I've moved on. You know, I try not to refer to them as little brother because I think at the end of the day, like this is just a reminder. I've always wanted a little brother, and just being at Michigan, it's in the past.
Careful.
So great.
That's all I was saying. My words were taken out of context a little bit, but.
Let's circle back to your dragon take here.
Yes.
Because I've had to look this up, And this was a study in the Journal of Vertebrate Paleontology. Do you have a subscription? Do you get that monthly? And it talks about a new frozen dragon of the north winds, they are calling it.
Jesus.
A flying reptile with a wingspan of at least 16 feet and may have grown up to having a wingspan of 33 feet. That's a big dragon.
It's crazy, right? I mean, the fact that most people probably don't even know about that existing, I mean, is absurd. And like I said, I think it's a testament to the fact that, I mean, there's so much crazy stuff going on in this world. You don't even know about the dragon that just got discovered, or the aliens, or anything else. I mean, it's just absurd.
I don't want you to go so far down the rabbit hole that you call in next week and start talking about flat Earth. You know, let's just, you know, keep it within the realm of, oh, that's interesting,
okay,
as opposed to like full blown conspiracies, because that doesn't go well.
What we want to say is, don't go.
Though, I mean, it wasn't a conspiracy. They literally found it. I mean, the aliens, that the government came out and said it was true.
That's sort of a borderline claim.
Joe Rogan, the Joe Rogan podcast.
Joe Rogan. Okay, I know he's a bit of a controversy, I guess you could say, in a slight way. But besides that, I was just pointing him out because I know he was on Joe Rogan's podcast speaking about it, and they were friends for years. And so whenever it came out, the government said that, it was just almost like, okay, yeah, like we were right. Like, this is the truth. So.
There's stuff about that guy, Bob Lazar, right?
Yes.
The guy who claimed to work all these places. And people say he never worked here, and he claims to have degrees. And they're like, he doesn't have degrees from here.
I know there's a bit of controversy, but if you look at him speak, and there's actually there's YouTube videos on this, like just breaking down his mannerisms and how he talks, and just like typical traits that somebody telling a fabricated story would possess or do. And he wasn't showing those characteristics. So
just careful with the YouTube, Chase. That's what got Kyrie to start talking flat Earth and Steph Curry to start talking about moon landings.
Listen, I'm not talking. It was more commentary on the fact that this year is crazy less on the commentary that aliens are definitely real. Because at the end of the day, I haven't seen any aliens. So I can't personally confirm this.
You're a big space guy, Chase? You into space a little bit?
This is funny. This is not going to help my cause, but I took Aliens 101 at Michigan, actually.
Shut up. They have that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a course I was on extraterrestrials, and it was just on astronomy in general, but it was just a one-credit Friday class. We learned all about, like, do aliens exist?
And how would you do a space bee as opposed to a geography bee if we were doing like planets and constellations?
I couldn't line up.
I don't know how good I'd do. I'm not gonna set.
I think you need a tour of NASA. I think Chase, you need to go on the tour of NASA that everyone on this show went on a few years back down in Houston.
Yeah, I started my own production company recently with some of my friends in Boston called 17 Newbury, and you never know, we might stage the next moon landing.
Here we go. I need to be on this.
Yeah,
you're making me very nervous with the production companies and the YouTube. It's just, I'm getting real nervous.
Are you sure you're playing in the right league? You might need to go over to the NBA.
I might need to.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So as far as you know, you guys are playing a game this weekend, right?
Yeah. Like I said, it's definitely a fluid situation. We're finding stuff out as we go, but as of right now, we're playing, so I got to prepare. Like I said, we got to find whatever patches of grass we can and make sure we stay in shape, ready to rock.
When you say patches of grass, the Titans are now in trouble for having gotten together with teammates and having some unofficial practices. That's not what you're talking about, right?
To be clear, it's totally by yourself. It has nothing to do with linking up with other teammates. You know, I'm definitely trying to stay respectful of just the community and people. I usually do some in-person things that just like massage work and stuff. That's all canceled. Nice. It's just you got to isolate and just kind of play this whole situation out.
All right, Chase. Well, assuming there's a game on Sunday, good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, good stuff, man.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me on.
All right.
Go Pats.
Take it easy.
Go Pats. Go Pats.
Chase Winovich on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Of course, he joins us on a Twisted Tea Thursday.
I'm so intrigued now. Finally, someone else to get weird with, man. He believes in that stuff.
You
that's
and
good.
Chase, he is your spirit animal.
You got to have that open.
That's your guy right there.
Another time dimension. Do people get lost in time warps?
Of course, they had a class named Aliens 101 at Michigan.
It's only one credit.
Such a trustafarian school.
Our tight end coach used to coach the football theory of coaching 101. It counted for one credit in the spring. We took that, never showed up past that for credit. It's awesome.
So you couldn't get away with that at Michigan.
Couldn't do that at Michigan.
You have some BS class called Aliens 101 you actually have to attend. Unless you're Ramil Robinson.
We've got calls on the board, and we want to get to them. And we've got some open lines as well if you'd like to grab one. 617-779-0985. Another day, and COVID is once again at the forefront in the NFL.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.